content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this one from Martha Stewart Living, Renewing Soaks. Slip into a tub brimming with the right ingredients, and relaxation is just the first of many benefits. You can fortify your skin with moisture, kick a cold, recharge your battery, and more. Here's how to draw a bath that will make you feel better inside and out. First, dip a toe, or a wrist in this case. Test the water on the inside of your arm to make sure it's not too hot. It needs to be body temperature, 98.6 degrees, to leave your skin supple, not stripped of moisture, says dermatologist Tiffany Libby. A steaming bath or shower can dry it out further and even damage its surface, especially during the winter. 2. Choose a soak. And they give us several to choose from here. First, to quench dry skin. Steep in coconut milk. It's very hydrating and seals in moisture, says dermatologist Anna Ganouge. She likes a herbivore coconut milk bath soak. And that is $18 from herbivorebotanicals.com, and says it smells divine. Next, to calm sensitivity and eczema, sprinkle in colloidal oatmeal. It reinforces the skin's top layer, which can weaken as the temperatures and humidity drop, says dermatologist Reader Linkner. Her option, B, Aveeno Soothing Bath Treatment. That's $6.25 on Amazon.com. I would assume since it's an Aveeno brand, it's also available in drugstores and Walmart, places like that. Or to ease achy muscles, reach for good old Epsom salts. They're rich in naturally anti-inflammatory magnesium, says Libby. Toss in Dr. Teal's Pink Himalayan Ultra Moisturizing Bath Bombs, available for $5 at Walmart. To boost energy, mix in mustard powder. It revs up circulation, curbing sluggishness. Naturopathic Dr. Karuna Sabnani swears by Dr. Singha's Mustard Bath, available for $13 at drsingha.com. I'll spell that drsingha.com, or you can swipe a tablespoon's worth from your pantry. And last, to thwart a cold, add spruce oil at the first signs. The traditional cough suppressor helps soothe the symptoms. Dr. Hauschka, spruce warming bath essence, available for $10 from drhauschka.com. And again, I will spell that one, dr.hauschka.com. Dr. Sabrani says it warms you to the bone. And get radiant. Dissolve a half cup each of honey and turmeric powder in water and submerge yourself for 15 minutes. Linkner adopted this weekly ritual from Indian brides, specifically her mom. It makes you glow for 48 hours, she says. Rinse yourself and rub tub and the tub well afterwards so you don't stain anything. Then pat dry with a dark towel and lotion up. Number 3, double down on moisture. Do what doctors call the soak and smear. Unwind in your bath for 10 to 15 minutes, then rinse off in an equally lukewarm shower. Pat dry and smooth on lotion immediately to lock in hydration. The water's warmth opens your skin's pores and cuticles so ingredients can penetrate more deeply and effectively, says Gaunch. If you can't quit your five-alarm bath or shower, this final step is even more crucial, says Libby. She suggests moisturizers with rich but light emollients like sunflower seed oil. Try Cetaphil Ultra Healing Lotion with Ceramides, available for $24 at Walgreens. Next, from Woman's Day, Love Your Style. Woman's Day's contributing editor Clinton Kelly picks his favorite wardrobe staples just for you. First, the trend to try is midi skirts. Fear not the midi. Embrace it. This might be the only skirt made even more adorable with the addition of sneakers. Here's how to nail the look for day wear. Pair with a t-shirt you can tuck. If you don't like tucking because of tummy accentuation, throw on a denim jacket or another casual jacket. Remember, jackets are the best way to de-emphasize your middle. Add a clean, fun pair of sneaks, not your gym shoes, and no-show socks to style it for night. Tuck in a silky blouse, adding a blazer if necessary, and slip on embellished flats, pumps, or heeled sandals. Demand to be taken out dancing. And their recommendation was a skirt for Marks and Spencer. It's a coral color, not real dark, but not real super light either. Kind of a mid-range coral, available for $60 at Spencer.com. To go with it, a smart move, stretch away pain. Ease stiffness with these relaxing stretches. We have two, a side bend. Stand with feet more than hip width apart. Reach right arm up and over to the left as you slide left hand down the left leg. Hold for 30 seconds, then repeat on the other side. It's sort of like that I'm a little teapot move when we were kids. And next, the knee hug. Lie on back and hug right knee to your chest while keeping left leg on the floor. Hold for 30 seconds, then repeat on the other side. And a last quickie from Women's Day, the best time to weigh yourself. For the most precise measurement of your weight, step on the scale on Wednesdays. Saturday and Sunday weigh-ins often yield gains and losses due to habits like skipping meals and overindulging on the weekend. By midweek, your body has leveled out as you settle into a regular meal schedule. For reliable results week to week, stay consistent with the time of day and the scale you use, says Sophia Ryden Gray, Ph.D., Director of Behavioral Health at the Duke Diet and Fitness Center. But don't let the numbers influence your self-esteem. If a higher number makes you feel discouraged, find another way to monitor your health, such as counting steps, says Ryden Gray. In general, think of weighing yourself as just another part of your wellness routine, whether you do it on Wednesday or any other day. And also, consider the calendar. A few days before your period, you may retain water and weigh a bit more than usual. From Martha Stewart Living, bounce back better. It's not your imagination. A lousy night's sleep, an overzealous workout, or a third glass of wine really can take more of a toll than it used to. Learn how to recover faster and claim your resilience. It gets trickier to swing at life's curveballs as you age, no matter how healthy you are. According to new research, little things that barely fazed us in our 20s actually take longer to rebound from in the decades that follow. And if you've already experienced second-day soreness after a run, you know what we're talking about. Fortunately, experts in fields from nutrition to sports medicine are gaining insight into how we can rally from these common scenarios. One, you slept terribly. It doesn't take an all-nighter to make you feel exhausted. Sometimes you just don't get the 7 to 9 hours you need. That's partly because what experts call our sleep architecture can change as factors like stress levels and medication side effects cut into how long and how well we snooze. See the light. Just as dimming it helps you wind down, dialing it up says rise and shine. Within 15 minutes of waking, ease into alertness by getting outside or sitting next to a window for some natural exposure, says Sarah Silverman, Director of the Cognitive Behavioral Sleep Medicine Program at Montefiore Medical Center in New York. This works when it's overcast, too, and it's great for jet lag. Book a power lunch, and by that we mean a power nap. 20 minutes between 1 and 3 p.m. is the ideal length and window to feel refreshed without throwing off your nighttime schedule, says David Niebauer, M.D., Associate Professor in the Johns Hopkins Sleep Disorders Center in Baltimore. If your office doesn't have a nap room, and many beyond Google's do, head home if it's nearby or take a lunchtime yoga class and squeeze every last drop out of that savasana. Retire early. You're probably daydreaming about climbing into bed well before Fallon tonight, but don't stop here. Hitting the sack 15 minutes earlier than usual for the next several nights is key per the National Sleep Foundation. Turn in at 10:15 instead of 10:30 until you feel fully caught up. Two, you had a rich meal. from amuse-bouche to French cheese assortment. A celebratory dinner can cause a multi-course menu of digestive problems. Blame biology. Our metabolism slows as we age. Plus, lactose intolerance is more common in older adults, says Anna Kippen, MS, a registered dietitian nutritionist at Cleveland Clinic Wellness and Preventative Medicine. She recommends stopping at 1 ounce of cheese, picture a pair of dice, to avoid discomfort. But if ample triple cream has already been downed, go for a leisurely stroll. A 20 to 30 minute digestion stimulating walk helps bring your blood sugar down and can reduce post-meal bloating, says Kippen. If thunder down under persists, then take an antacid like Tums or Pepto-Bismol. Scenario 3, you regret that refill. Unlike a fine wine, our relationship with alcohol doesn't get better with age. In fact, the brain and liver become more sensitive to its toxicity, and the enzymes that metabolize it work less proficiently. To relieve the agonizing after effects, stick to a standard dose of an over-the-counter NSAID, that's non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, such as Advil, since popping an extra pill or two can upset the stomach even more. Also, avoid the hair of the dog. It only delays the inevitable. You feel part awful, partly because your blood alcohol concentration level is plummeting down to zero, cueing a nauseating reaction from your nervous system. More booze only sends it back up. Have some water instead. Scenario 4, you overdid it at the gym. It happens to beginners and seasoned boot campers. We may need more time to recover after vigorous workouts as we age, says Edward Laskowski, MD, co-director of Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine in Rochester, Minnesota. One potential explanation is that mature muscles can take longer to repair themselves, but that's no reason to cut back on vigorous activity. Getting 75 to 150 minutes a week or 150 to 300 minutes of moderate exercise helps prevent dementia, heart disease, stroke, and 13 kinds of cancer. Next, refuel right away. Step 1, drink that entire bottle of water. Most people finish exercise at least somewhat dehydrated, says Laskowski. Then have a snack of healthy carbs and lean proteins within 30 minutes to help your body fill its tank and optimize muscle rebuilding. A combo of vegetables and legumes like hummus and carrot sticks, or a breakfast of oatmeal and berries, checks those boxes. Keep moving slowly. Light physical activity, a few sun salutations, a short walk after a workout can help maintain blood flow to the targeted muscles and mitigate delayed onset soreness, Laskowski says. And switch things up. Space high impact classes such as boxing, CrossFit craziness, a few days apart. When your quads are sore, copy the guy with the barbells and make it an arm day, and vice versa. This gives maxed out muscles time to repair and grow stronger. And last, your cold won't quit. A low-grade bug can linger for weeks or seem to disappear only to rear its head again. Chalk it up to immunosenescence, the scientific term for the gradual decrease in immune function as we mature. To kick coughs and sniffles, docs suggest plenty of sleep, water, and healthy food, such as fruit, vegetables, and lean proteins, as well as the following tactics. First, gargle with sea salt water. It's a twist on an oldie, and science backs it up. Sea salt has an anti-inflammatory power that eases a sore throat, breaks up mucus, and kills bacteria, says Pittsburgh-based functional medicine practitioner Will Cole. Swallow a spoonful of honey. It's another natural germ killer, so reliable the British National Health Service recommends it in lieu of prescription antibiotics for coughs. Manuka honey is especially potent. Look for UMF 10 to 15 on the label, says Cole. And get some Z's, as in zinc. Taking an oral supplement within 24 hours of your first symptoms may help you fight them faster, advises the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Medicine. A 2015 clinical trial analysis bore out its benefits. Just ask your doctor first if you take other meds to ensure they're safe to mix. And last scenario, you lost your cool. Snippy cashiers, snarky colleagues, clueless partners. Some days feel like a game of dodgeball. Unpleasant face-offs send our blood pressure shooting up, and as we age, ruminating on them can delay its return to normal. A 2016 University of California, Irvine study found, to calm your nerves and your heart, breathe. Yale University psychologist Emma Sapala, Ph.D., suggests alternate nostril pranayama. Place your right... It's pranayama. I have trouble with these words. Place your right index and middle fingers between your eyebrows, your right thumb on your right nostril, your right ring and pinky fingers on your left nostril. Inhale. Close the right nostril with your thumb and breathe out through the left. Then breathe back in through the left and close it with your ring finger. Release the right and exhale through it. Continue switching sides for 5 minutes. Yes, it feels a little woo-woo, but it works. From Better Homes and Gardens, 5 ways to defeat dry skin. Smooth, soft skin in the dead of winter? It's possible. Outsmart all of your winter skin issues with these expert-approved tips and picks. And there's a winter travel advisory as well. Traveling, flying in particular, can take a major toll on skin, leaving it dry and lackluster. Pack a travel-friendly hydrating sheet mask to apply after your arrival to replace lost moisture. Try Patchology Get Dewy With It sheet mask, $5 at patchology.com. And there are other products that they recommend. First, the issue, itch and eczema. When skin becomes red and itchy, seek out ingredients that will soothe irritation and repair the skin barrier, says New York City dermatologist Joshua Zeichner, MD. The outermost layer of the skin, the barrier, is responsible for keeping irritants out and moisture locked in. Look for a fragrance-free product with oats and ceramides to combat dryness. Oats serve as a skin protectant and contain antioxidants that help calm inflammation, Zeichner says. Ceramides, or lipids, help by filling cracks between skin cells and keeping the barrier strong and healthy. Find both these ingredients in Curel Dry Skin Therapy Itch Defense Hydra Silk Moisturizer, available for $11 at Target. The issue? Chapped spots. Keep a thick balm or ointment with you to swipe on dry, cracked lips and hands. A solid formula like Vaseline All Over Body Balm Jelly Stick, available for $6 from Target, is great for on the go. The issue, post-cleansing tightness. Steer clear of face washes that leave your skin feeling squeaking clean. Instead, opt for a hydrating cream or oil cleanser. Oil-based Versed Day Dissolve Cleansing Balm, available for $18 at versedskin.com. That's VersedSkin.com. Leaves your complexion silky smooth, not stripped. If your issue is midday dryness, dry heat blasting in your home or office can make your skin feel parched by lunchtime. Try this midday hydration fix. Start by spritzing on a moisturizing face mist. These water-based sprays often contain hydrating ingredients such as glycerin. Then dab a few drops of a serum containing hyaluronic acid, like Olay Deep Hydration Serum, available for $29 from Olay.com or drugstores, on areas that get especially dry, like your cheeks and around your mouth and nose. Hyaluronic acid attracts water to and holds it in the skin. By applying the face mist first, there's more water for the hyaluronic acid to grab onto, so it's even more hydrating, says Jennifer T. Haley, MD, a dermatologist in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Park City, Utah. And last, if you're fighting flakes year-round, you're probably dealing with dandruff and need a shampoo containing prithionic zinc, which targets the yeast responsible for flaking. Zeichner says, try Head & Shoulders Nourish and Smooth Shampoo, $9. But if you only see flakes during winter and your scalp feels tight, it's likely run-of-the-mill dry skin. For this, apply a moisturizing oil overnight, wear a shower cap to protect your pillow, and exfoliate with a salicylic acid shampoo in the morning. moving to some recipes from Better Homes and Gardens. The Better Side of Bitter. This is a bistro salad. Oh, wait. A braised Belgian endive salad. I'm sorry. Hands-on time is only 10 minutes. Total time is 35. We need 4 thin slices prosciutto, 2 tablespoons butter, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 cloves garlic minced, 4 heads of Belgian endive halved, 1/4 cup apple cider vinegar, 1/2 cup shredded Gruyere cheese, or 2 ounces, 1/2 a cup of chopped walnuts toasted, and a tablespoon chopped fresh rosemary. Heat a 12-inch skillet over medium. Add prosciutto. Cook 3 to 4 minutes or until crisp, turning once. Remove. Crumble when cool. In the same skillet, melt butter and heat oil over medium-high. Add garlic. Cook and stir 1 minute. Add endive. Cook 3 to 5 minutes or until browned, turning occasionally. Add vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Cover tightly with the lid. Reduce heat. Cook 10 to 15 minutes or until the tip of a knife inserts easily into the endive. Uncover. Sprinkle with the cheese. Turn off heat. Let stand covered 5 minutes or until the cheese melts. Sprinkle prosciutto, walnuts, and rosemary over the endive. And this serves 8. How about grilled radicchio with cheese? Hands-on time, 10 minutes. Total time is 1 hour and 20, which includes chilling time. We need 2 heads radicchio, trimmed and quartered, leaving stem ends intact. 1/3 of a cup white balsamic vinegar, 1/4 cup olive oil, 4 cloves garlic minced, 1/2 cup crumbled blue cheese or feta, and that's about 2 ounces. Place radicchio in a large resealable bag set in a shallow dish. For marinade, in a small bowl, whisk together vinegar, oil, garlic, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Pour over the radicchio. Seal the bag, turning to coat. Chill 1 to 2 hours. Drain, reserving the marinade. Grill the radicchio on the rack of a covered grill directly over medium 8 to 10 minutes, turning occasionally until each side is slightly charred. Turn wedges cut side up, sprinkle with cheese, grill 2 to 3 minutes more until cheese is softened. Drizzle with the reserved marinade, and this serves 8 as well. From Martha Stewart Living, Master Red Sauce. If not using it immediately, let the sauce cool to room temperature, then you can refrigerate it in an airtight container for up to 5 days, or freeze it for up to 3 months. Here's what we need. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 cup minced sweet onions such as Vidalia, kosher salt, 1 tablespoon minced garlic from 2 to 3 cloves, 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 2 cans, each 28 ounces, whole peeled tomatoes in juice, pureed, and 2 tablespoons unsalted butter. Heat oil in a pot over medium-high. When it simmers, add onion. Season with 1 tablespoon salt. Cook, stirring occasionally until soft and golden in places, 8 to 10 minutes. If onion colors too quickly, reduce heat to medium. Stir in the garlic and red pepper flakes. Cook until fragrant, about 30 seconds. Add tomatoes. Bring to a boil. Reduce heat to medium-low and simmer, stirring occasionally, until thickened, slightly, and reduced to 6 cups. 20 to 25 minutes is approximate there. Remove from heat. Stir in the butter until melted and the sauce is uniform in color. Active time on this was 15 minutes, total time about 50, and it makes 6 cups of sauce. So you can use some and freeze some. I like that. Woman's Day. Healthy lunch. Beet, tangerine, and steak salad. Active time is 20 minutes, total time as well. Serves 2 at a cost per serving, $2.31. Season 1 6-ounce sirloin steak, trimmed, with a quarter teaspoon each salt and pepper, and broil to desired doneness 3 to 4 minutes per side if you want medium rare. Transfer to a cutting board and let rest at least 5 minutes before cutting. In a bowl, whisk together 1 tablespoon tangerine juice, half tablespoon each white wine vinegar and olive oil, and a pinch each salt and pepper. Add 1/4 of a small red onion, which has been thinly sliced, and toss to coat. Cut peel and white pith from 1 tangerine, then slice into rounds. Gently toss tangerines with 4 cups arugula, 8 ounces of cooked beets, which have been drained and cut into wedges, steak and onion mixture. To avoid a soggy salad on the go, pack your arugula in a separate container while letting the rest of your mix-ins marinate in the dressing. When you're ready to eat, just add the greens and gently toss to coat. From Better Homes and Gardens, a big batch sipper, who wants to stop watching the game or commercials to play bartender? Whip up a pitcher cocktail before the game starts. First, how about a stout and stormy? We riffed on the Dark and Stormy, a rum ginger beer cocktail, by adding ginger to a simple syrup and swapping in milk stout for the ginger beer. Make a simple syrup with 3/4 cup each chopped fresh ginger, sugar, and water. Chill, then strain into a pitcher. Add 1 cup dark rum, 3/4 cup lime juice, and 4 12-ounce bottles of milk stout. I guess found where beer is sold. And how about pickled Michelada? For this take on the Mexican beer Bloody Mary, combine 2 cups clam tomato juice, oh, it's that clamato stuff, or vegetable juice, 1/2 cup brine from a jar of pickled jalapeno peppers, 1/2 cup lime juice, and 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce in a pitcher. Then add 4 12-ounce bottles of Mexican lager. Serve over ice in glasses rimmed with chili lime seasoning. Well, those really are different from your normal everyday cocktails, aren't they? First, next from Woman's Day, clever uses for chopsticks. Pick up some new tricks. 1, you can unclog a bottle of glue. Press one end of a chopstick into the tip of the bottle to clear a path. 2, label your plants. Write the names of your herbs on the widest parts of chopsticks. Stick them into the soil so you'll be able to identify the varieties as they grow. 3, bake with precision. Use a chopstick to level a measuring cup of flour or sugar. And 4, pit cherries. Poke the narrow end of a chopstick through the center, then push the pit through. Did you know using chopsticks involves more than 30 joints and 50 muscles in the fingers, wrist, arm, and shoulder? Well, I did not. We're about out of time for this episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138.